Well, welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and it's been a couple days since we've done anything, only because it has been crazy around here. We've had a couple busy weeks just with me being out of town and then coming back and having services at the church and just a lot of things that were going on last weekend. And so I waited a couple more days just to kind of clear my head, get some thoughts together, kind of think through the week and think through kind of coming up on the holidays. And so it's a few days late getting to you guys, but I promised myself that I would sit down today and do that. So here we are. Glad you're tuning in. Hopefully you're enjoying these things. Don't forget each week to follow and subscribe if you have not done so. And don't forget, if you have any suggestions or topics that you would like for us to approach, I'm all ears. So send me an email, charles@pbcshawbro.com. You can text me. Just whatever you need to do to get a hold of me. I'd love to just chat with you and also just kind of see some things that are on your heart and on your mind. But with that in mind, a couple things to let you know about here at Providence that's going on. First off, we are entering into the holiday season, which means that next week is Thanksgiving week. Don't forget those Wednesday nights, we won't have anything. So just be prepared for that. And then we begin the process of starting our Advent season. And Advent is a great season around here. This is also the season where we do our Providence Family Christmas nights on Wednesday nights. So I'll be looking for information on that rolling out as well. One of the cool things that we have coming up this Sunday is we have baptisms this Sunday. And as of right now, I think we have 5 people, and I'm excited about that. And I hope that you are as well. So make plans to be here. It's going to be a good time. Don't want you to miss out on that. But with all that in mind and all that to say, I mean, there's a lot of little things that are happening here as we get prepared for the holidays and as we come into the new year and coming into January. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what God has for us coming into this year, what God's going to be doing coming into this year, and kind of what we can expect, just what I'm hoping that this next year entails for us here. So I want to encourage you to get here and to be involved. If you have missed out on some Sundays and you feel like you have maybe not connected as much as you would like to over this time, man, please jump right back in, because you're not missing out on anything. In fact, I feel like there's a lot of things that are just getting ready to start. So by all means, please get here, jump in and be involved in what we've got going on. You're not going to want to miss out. With all that in mind, I do have a cup of coffee with me today, but because life is crazy and hectic, this is just a good, simple, generic cup of coffee. Nothing fancy, no frills, just dark, brown, and bitter. Exactly how coffee should be. Amen. Anyway, with that, let's go into our time today. So let's take a sip. And let's get into it. So as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, one of the things that I've enjoyed doing is talking a lot about what it means for us to have a biblical approach of Thanksgiving and gratitude. And this is one of those topics that I usually address every single year. And I think it's a great reminder for us yearly as we come into a season where we truly do reflect on at least the American holiday of Thanksgiving and why it's important to us. It's also a good reminder for us to continue to participate in everyday life with a thankful heart to God and with a position of praise for Him daily. And we're going to be talking about that tonight in our Wednesday night prayer meeting, just the correlation between giving thanks to God and having a sacrifice of praise and what that means. And this past Sunday, we had our worship night here, which was a great time together. And it was also a great time of praise and worship to God. But one of the things that I want to address, at least with us today, is the understanding of Thanksgiving as a daily practice in our life. A couple weeks ago, we talked about this in our Wednesday night meeting, just about when we wake up in the morning and the process of waking up in the morning. Are we in a position of thanks from the moment that we wake up and from the moment that we begin our day? And this is a posture that I believe is important for us as believers. It's easy to neglect the things that God has blessed us with and just assume that that is a part of our life without really giving a stark connection between the things of our life and the relationship that we have with God. And so when it comes to Thanksgiving, I believe that Thanksgiving is essential because it is such an important part of our daily life, always giving thanks. So what are some things that we give thanks for or can give thanks for to God every single day? Well, initially, we would always say is just our ability to be there and to breathe and to live that day. I think that is something to be thankful for. Now, you might have people that say, well, what's so good about it, right? And be that Eeyore Christian. And believe me, if you are that Eeyore Christian, I identify at times with you because there are moments in my life that I'm very Eeyore-ish. But I think the position that we need to re-understanding is, even if life throws junk at us all day long, does it mean that we can't be thankful for the day that God's given us? Because we know that scripture says that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad. And I know that there are moments and times where it is hard, looking at the circumstances of our day and of our life, to be glad. But the reality is that we never really lose anything in the day. We might lose some perspective. We might lose some maybe moments of happiness. We might lose some sanity. We might gain some stress. We might gain sadness. We might gain some frustration. But even still, when we consider the day as a whole is what belongs to the Lord. And I think the moments where we forget to claim, to allow Him to claim our day and to claim that He is our God in that day, then it's really easy for us to start off the day without a joyful or a thankful heart. Because we're not looking at the day for its possibilities. We're looking at the day in its frustrations. And so one of the things I like to try to do if I can, and again, four kids, crazy home times, you know, bad sleep all the time. It's really hard to remember at times how to be thankful in that day. So I've been trying to practice where I can at least moments to step back and just say, okay, even though all of this junk is currently going on and the stress of my life is continuing to heighten, it seems like every single day, and my anxiety continues to go through the roof some days, it does not mean that God is not good. It does not mean that God is not in control. It does not mean that God has abandoned me or left me. In fact, He's given me a chance today to right the wrongs from the day before. He's given me a chance to work from a position of repentance and confession. He's given me a chance to correct character and behavior and all of these things so that He can be made more of in my life. And so, you know, I feel like every single day, if it's viewed with that opportunity that, yes, we're breathing, but that breath is an opportunity for us to correct behavior and character and just all of these things so that we can be better models of Christ in our life, then that should be a day that we should be thankful for. Because the reality is that what we deserve, according to the book of Romans and the Apostle Paul, that really what we deserve is not life. I mean, what we deserve through our sinful actions in humanity is death. And so life is really not something we deserve, but rather it's a position of our reward that we have in heaven, that Jesus has given us life and He's given us the ability to live every single day. And so for that, we should be thankful that He's given us opportunities daily. So I think the first thing that we can really kind of focus on, you know, what are we to be thankful for? I think it's just living, the ability to live daily for God, to breathe and to have that position. I think the other things that we can be thankful for are the materials that God gives us to live. This is something that I've always tried to remind myself and not take for granted, that, you know, my home, my car, my computer to do work, like all of these things are material things that in the grand scheme, yeah, there are things that we need for survival. But sometimes God blesses us with more than what we need in order that we might have a life that can reflect on Him. And so I think that in our culture, sometimes we always want bigger or better. We want the best or we want the greatest. And it's not uncommon for us to yearn for those things. In fact, this weekend was one where I was trying to take care of some things around the house and use my truck to kind of take trash and different things to the dump and come back and forth. And throughout that process, like things were going pretty good. And then all of a sudden, like the check engine light comes on and you're just like, oh, I'm getting so tired of this. And there's always that fear or that hesitation that my truck's just going to break down on me one day. And so thankfully it's something that's small, it's easily repairable, but you know, it made me sit back and think, I was like, man, I can't wait until I'm in a position where I can buy myself a new truck. And part of that is just because I want the ability to believe that something's going to be there when I need it. But then the other part of that too is, I feel like as my kids get older, I'll have that ability to do. Then I remind myself, I'm like, well, wait a minute, my kids are going to get older, then they're going to need to drive. I can't be a doing that. I can't be buying myself something when my kids are going to be able to, where they're going to need something as well to be able to drive and do. And so, you know, even just being thankful for the things that you do have, you're like, yeah, it's not the best, it's not the prettiest, it's not the greatest. Could it use a good bath? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, does it need to be cleaned out and the things need to be taken care of more regularly? Of course, but at least it's something. And I think those are things that in our material life that we have to remind ourselves that even though it may not be the biggest, baddest, and the best, it's still something. And it's still something that God's given us. It's still something that God has used to bless our lives. Now, if we look at that something and we see it as a negative thing because it doesn't meet all of our needs and all of our expectations, well, then, yeah, we're going to scrutinize every part of that. You know, every part of our material being is going to be scrutinized. I'm one of those guys where I'm not used to buying things new in my life. I'm used to things that I purchase that are used because a lot of times it's, you know, worn maybe a little bit or loved maybe a little bit. And but I'm under the impression that why spend a ton of money when I can spend a little less money and get the same quality and the same things? And so even in my own life, like I understand that, do I want the shininess? Do I want the nice smell? Do I want I want all of those things. But I think the reality is that sometimes we just have to understand that it's more important for us to do what we need to do to get the job done than it is for us to have the better things or the most important things in life. You're maybe saying, well, that doesn't make really, really a lot of sense, Charles. Let me just phrase it this way. God's going to always find a way to take care of us. And in the material aspects of our life, he's always going to find a way to take care of us, whether it's new or used, whether it's, brand spanking new, the latest, or it's older, whatever it looks like, God is not going to let us completely suffer 100% all the time. And any suffering that we have to endure or go through usually isn't from our material things. You know, the suffering that we usually have to go to should come from our ability to share the character of Christ in the world around us. And because of our ability to share the character of Christ in the world around us, people may scrutinize that a little bit, or they may focus on that a little bit. But material things are not suffering. Material things are just what they are. Material things that are there to be used for the glory of God. My home is to be used for the glory of God. My vehicles are to be used for the glory of God. My just whatever is to be used for the glory of God. And so when we begin to think about that and the way that we can use the things that God's given us for his glory, then it allows us the opportunity to be more thankful for those things. I'm thankful for my home. Is it an older home? Yeah. Does it have its quirks? Yeah. Does it need updating? Yeah. All of those things are there. But I'm thankful that I have a place that God's given me where I can lay my head down at night and where I don't have to stress and I don't have to worry. And I can just for that moment separate myself from the anxiety of the day and release myself over to him. And so, you know, I think being thankful for living, being thankful for our material life. I think another thing that we can always be thankful for is even our family, whether it's our family or our church family or our work family or really just any sort of those relationships. Relationships are so crucial to our life. Even in the garden, we see that Adam and Eve, there was a relationship that was necessary there because there wasn't anything suitable to help Adam. And so when God crafted Eve for him, what we saw was not only was she a helpmate, but there was also a relationship that was there. And there was a bond that was there. And relationships help us bond. Relationships help us grow. Relationships help us kind of see a different perspective. What I love is all of my friendships that I have, they're able to give me a different perspective on even my own life. Because I can have joy when my friends are going through great times, and I can have great moments of happiness and gratitude when my friends are going through incredible things that God's leading them through. And then when they're sad, I can grieve with them, and I can mourn with them, and I can be sad with them. But what it also does is it reminds me, and it gives me a perspective too of, you know, God, thank you for always looking out for me and my family, and thank you for taking care of me. God, thank you for always looking out for my church and taking care of them. Thank you for always blessing them and helping them grow in their relationship with you. And so I think it's important to remember that we are to be thankful for those things, and that we are to be excited about those things. And this is not just something that we do once and say, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my dog. I'm thankful for my, you know, swimming pool during the summer because it's amazing. But being thankful every single day, reminding yourself, man, I'm breathing, I'm living. I've got a car. I've got transportation. I've got a house. I've got, you know, a couch to sit on. I've got shoes to wear. I've got friends and family and a church that loves me and cares about me. I mean, these things I think are essential and important when it comes to how we understand thankfulness in our lives. And so I think being thankful for life, being thankful for the material things that God does bless us with, being thankful for the relationships and the families that God has placed in our care. And then I think really at the back end of all of this, is being thankful for the ability to just be in communion and worship with him. I mean, when you look throughout scripture, even the psalmist David, he says so many times about singing a song of praise with thanksgiving to God. So, you know, the ability for us to worship God, that he is not a God who is distant in his relationship with us, but rather he is a God who is close. There's so many religions that don't have a close proximity to their God, you know, and in these false religions at times that are not centered on the one true God, all of these kind of false religious groups that exist, they don't have that same relationship. They rely on money, or they rely on positivity. They rely on the ability to be perfect all the time, to aspire to something. And the truth is that in our relationship with God, there's really nothing that we can bring to the table except a heart that is ready to be forgiven, a broken heart that is ready to be repaired, a broken life that is ready to be restored. And the reality is God takes that brokenness of our life, and through the years that we have left on this earth in our vessel and in the things that he has for us, he begins to impart forgiveness and grace and mercy and love on us in such a way that it takes the broken pieces of our life and begins to repair that. I don't know about you, but that's a huge piece to be thankful for. And I think that's why we should worship him with our whole heart. One of the things we focused on this past Sunday in worship was not about singing the right songs. It wasn't about singing what we felt was proper for the church. It wasn't about singing what was right, but rather it was just about singing. It didn't matter whether we were going to sing a hymn or a worship song or a praise song or a modern song or whatever we want to call it, a new song. It was more about just being there to praise God in whatever form that we could. And the reality is we have to be thankful for the fact that we can just praise him. That if it's a new type of praise, then awesome. If it's an older type of praise, then awesome. As long as we are singing praise to God, awesome. And I think that's something that we can be thankful for. We don't serve a God who is distant in our life, but we serve a God who is close in proximity to us, who is involved in our life. who is strategically working things out, as Jeremiah would tell us, is strategically working things out for our good. And so God is always desiring that for us. He's always desiring the better things for us. He's always desiring us to pursue him, and he will show us a better way. And so I'm thankful that I get to serve a God who does care that much about me, who does love me that much, and who does want that much. I mean, consider this. He gave me breath so that I can live. He gave me material things that I don't deserve. And honestly, there are some things that he's blessed me with that I've never even asked for. And it doesn't mean that I'm rich in terms of resources by any means, but it doesn't mean that I want for anything, because God always takes care of me. And in return, I give back a portion of what he's given me as appreciation, just to say thank you. And then on top of that, as he's given me relationships, you know, he's given me friendships and colleagues and peers and opportunities. I mean, all of these things are there, and they're possible, that even in my own family and in my own kids, that he's given me all of those things to make it possible for me to look at him and to worship him in all things. And so I don't serve a God who is distant and I need to work for his approval. But because of Jesus, I'm already approved by him. And maybe today that's what you need to hear more than anything else that you've listened to, that today you are a workman, a workwoman, a worker approved by God today. If you have placed your faith and trust in Jesus and you are waking up every morning, daily striving to be closer and closer to him, then you are approved by him. And so we need to make sure that our character is lining up with that, that our prayer life is lining up with that, that our ability to absorb God's word is lining up with that. And we need to desperately be seeking those things in all things. So Providence family, as we get ready to enter into the Thanksgiving season, I hope this is a little bit beneficial for you this week. We'll talk a little bit more about it next week, as I want to focus more on the idea we're talking about tonight, which is going to be a sacrifice of praise. And we're going to be talking about that in our prayer meeting time tonight. And I want to expand upon that a little bit more and how that works within a daily amount of Thanksgiving in our life. Really, really considering how good it is that times that God brings us out of our comfort zone and places us into things that are uncomfortable in order that we might rest on him and rely on him more. So Providence family, let me just encourage you this week to work in such a way that your desire is to be a workman or a worker, a workwoman approved by God. He has given us so much. He has blessed us so much. And now we have an opportunity to work from that blessing, to work from that life that we have in Jesus, and to do the good things that he's called us to do. So Robin's family, it's been good. It's been real. Coffee's been delicious. And I hope that you have an awesome week. Catch you next time.